This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, we've been starting off with a story about would you like to live to 100 years old if you were healthy enough, if you were wealthy enough? We've asked you guys to feedback. We've had some tweets again. We've had some more WhatsApps. Chris, let's go with the tweets first.
All right, so we've got here from Shi Xian Li, I'm assuming, who says, age without youth. I'd have to add a huge depends on it. What's my quality of life if I were 100? So that's not including health, I guess, but it's just youth in general to not have that as well. And we've also got at Rambling Mind, who says, would not be my choice. Can't do most of the stuff you were able to yonks ago. What joy is there? Interesting.
Yeah, then we have some messages on WhatsApp. This is from Jessica, who says that if I'm healthy and wealthy, surely I would love to live to 100 and beyond. And then there's one from Avtar Singh, who says that whether I'm rich or poor, I'll be more than happy to reach a century. Like the great Bob Marley's famous lyrics, don't worry, be happy.
Oh, I wish we had that, but it was Bobby McFerrin, don't worry, be happy. But anyway, we're going to move on so to our next story. If you want to keep the messages coming in, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp and on Twitter at BFM Radio and on Instagram at BFM Radio if you are so inclined. Moving on to story number three. Did you have problems at college or at school remembering stuff to go into your exams with?
Yes.
Yes?
I hate exams.
Right?
My marks prove it.
Your marks prove it.
Well.
Right. So what if I were to tell you that there is a university that have developed a font that promises to boost your memory?
Pray tell.
You're like 15 years too late.
I know. But as far as fonts go, this one apparently breaks every rule. It slants backwards. Mm-hmm. There are confusing gaps in every letter, and it's very difficult to read. But it's aptly named Sans Forgetica.
Nice.
It's got a major advantage. It is believed to improve people's memories. So in a world first, researchers from Amit University have designed a font to help people retain information. Released as tens of thousands of students start studying for their year 12 exams. It's a typeface that draws from an unusual mix of psychology and typography. So there's a typography lecturer, his name is Stephen Bannum, who was part of this three-person team that created Sans Forgetica and said the font is a useful study tool. It's ideal for highlighting important facts that might need to be recalled during an exam, he said, like dates, historical events, and quotes, but you wouldn't set an entire novel in it. He says, this is a quote, I like to think of it as blue cheese. It works very well in small portions. So the font is based on the psychological principle of the desirability effect. The desirability difficulty. And improves memory retention by disrupting normal reading patterns. So unlike traditional fonts, which can be scanned over without creating a memory trace, Sans Forgetica requires a bit of work. You have to put in a bit of mental effort to close the gaps within the letters, which makes you dwell on that letter a little bit longer. And because of that, it's supposed to help cement it in your brain a little bit more.
Right.
Now, with the slant to the left instead of the slant to the right, it's used for italicized text. It also boosts people's engagement with the words and leads to a deeper cognitive processing. It should be difficult enough, but not too difficult or too easy. There's an optimal level of difficulty to read, which leads to the highest memory retention. To find this sweet spot, the researchers recruited 400 university students to test a range of fonts, and this Sans Forgetica emerged as the clear winner. So what we'll do, we're going to post a link to the image of this font on our Facebook page and on our website a little bit later on. But it does look, when I first saw it, I'm like, there is no way that I'd be able to read that over a certain period of time, you know, over a certain length. But the more you look at it, the easier it is to retain information. It works.
Yeah, so I may or may not have just downloaded the font myself because I actually really like it. You know, looking at the examples that are on the article link as well, it is actually easy to read despite all the kind of difficulty that was mentioned of the gaps and stuff like that, because you can kind of, your brain fills in
exactly
the lines that should be there, essentially. And I quite like it. I don't know. And it also looks aesthetically pleasing. I was a bit worried with the description that it wouldn't actually look nice.
Yeah.
But it is nice, actually. And I think that, you know, they've actually got a little test on the article as well of, you know, some little word pairs to see if you can remember them. So I'm going to have a look and see if I remember them in
there
a bit.
There you go. Arvody, I mean, you're into graphic design and typography and stuff. What's your take on this?
I was just going to say, like, you know, you're like a typography nerd when you look at stuff like Sans Forgetica and then you're like, oh, that's the best name ever, because it's like Sans Serif and Sans Forgetica and now it's No Forgetica, Don't Forget. Right. I'm like, oh my God.
Latin, awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, this, if this this could be used for stuff like, you know, people, especially people who are in like students in primary school, just after they get to that point where they are comfortable reading with by using those what do you call those cards? Those name cards, not name
flashcards?
Cards, flashcards. Yeah, yeah, flashcards. If you can have like flashcards with word associations, but for people in like primary school, teach them like, especially with science, you know, you need to remember like what connects to what. Mm. Chemistry, same thing. So this could really, really work, because I took this test like with this small picture just to see how much I remembered, and surprisingly I could recall most of the associations.
Right.
Nice.
Which hardly ever happens.
Right. Oh, yeah. Hardly ever happens.
Yeah, hardly ever happens, because you need to, you know, read something again and again like a few times before it like sticks in your head.
Mm.
But this one, yeah, it seems to work.
My kind of question now is, because a lot of the time when it comes to remembering stuff, especially when you're in school or university, it's in paragraphs. It's not just like a few sentences or a few word pairs here and there. So I'd be curious to see if over like if it was a passage or a paragraph of like really difficult to understand, you know, a theory or like a history, a textbook or something, if it was written in this font, would you still be able to remember stuff from there?
Good point. But I think to kind of highlight what Arvin has said, part of the reason I think that maybe you've remembered from these images that they put there is because they are pairs. You know, they are. You know, you've got guys and gals, you've got lamb and wool, than and more, lake and swim, things that make sense to be paired together.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to use that, like you say, Chris, on something a little bit more complicated, I think it may be a little bit more difficult. But the fact that you're using that little bit of effort without even realizing that you're doing that little bit, bit of effort, I think would be, you know, useful.
Yeah. Also, I think once you get used to it, then the effect is like worn out.
It's almost zero.
Yeah.
So you can't read like a whole like page with this font, because then by the end of the page, you just, you know, you get used to picking up the words and, you know, drawing the dots in your head and stuff. This has to be like short and to the point. So like one word associates with this word. If you need to remember like formulas or, you know, something that, especially in chemistry, I think, when you need to remember like what reacts with what, then you could have like, you know, use this font and I think it would stick.
Or maybe dates in history or something like
stuff
like that. Yeah.
Presidents, kings and queens and stuff in history, stuff like that. Yeah, useful stuff. Okay, we're going to take a short break then. Let's have some more music. We've got a little bit of No Doubt with Don't Speak in a minute. But before we do that, if you want to get in touch regarding the story as to whether or not you'd like to live to the ripe old age of 100 years old, if you are healthy and wealthy enough, let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Do we have any more before we go to the break?
Yeah, so this one comes from Maggie Best, who says that living to 100 but performing, feeling and looking like 20, yes please.
Love that.
Yeah, but living to 100, feeling 100 and looking 100, no thanks, even though I am healthy.
As someone who's in her early 20s, debatable.
All right. Music then, coming up next, it is No Doubt with Don't Speak here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.